We've been out talking to people here in the UK about Brexit. Here in London, we met Pat Metcalf from Liverpool. Did you vote in the referendum?
Oh, definitely.
And you voted?
Oh, to stay.
You voted to stay?
Definitely, yes.
Why?
Well, because we just didn't want to... we were all quite happy how we were, and nobody knew what was going to happen. We didn't, and we still don't know what's going to happen, do we? And we didn't approve it at all, and we thought that there should have been a bigger percentage of the people who voted, because we thought that the vote was too close, and we thought it was really quite unfair.
What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, we're just really quite terrified, really, because we'd no idea, and everybody's telling lies as far as we can see. And we don't like to think about it, because we were hoping to go abroad later in the year. We will have been married 50 years next year. And we don't book, because we don't know whether we need visas. And it's quite a worry. I think we're all very worried about it.
Here now is Peter O'Dowd, talked with Paul Benham in Derry in Northern Ireland.
Brexit will not help at all. We're so used to feeling part of the North and the South, feeling almost as if they're the one thing, that the border doesn't exist. If they bring a border in here again, well, that was always the problem in the first place. The border was always the problem, mm-hmm. You know. And that's what people are worried about, that somehow or other they're going to split the country back up again.
Did you vote to remain or to stay?
Oh, I would always remain. Staunchly European, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel more European than I would even feel Irish. You know, I'm happy in France, I'm happy in Germany, I'm happy in Italy.
I went up to Coventry in England and met Glenn Davis.
Did you vote in the Brexit referendum?
I did, yes, 2.5 years ago, and I'm still waiting.
So you voted to leave?
Yeah.
So do you think that's going to happen?
I'm not too sure now. If you'd asked me that question 2.5 years ago, I would have said we'll be out within a week. But 2.5 years later, we're still in. I don't think so.
What do you think happened?
I don't think they expected people to vote out, so they didn't. I think they would have fiddled the referendum votes if they'd known we were going to be out.
What about you? Did you think that people would vote to leave?
I thought we'd vote to stay in. I was surprised when we voted out.
Do you think there will be a second referendum?
I think Theresa May would love there to be a second referendum, but it's 50-50. I personally think there will be.
Would you feel betrayed if there were a second referendum?
Yes. I wouldn't vote. I've already voted once. I mean, when I voted last time, it didn't say this is the best of three. It said, do you wish to leave the EU? Do you wish to remain? I voted out. No one in the ballot paper did say this is the best of three. No, I wouldn't vote again.
Finally, Jackie Clues in Coventry.
Did you vote in the referendum?
I did.
And how did you vote?
Out.
Vote to leave?
Yes.
Do you feel good about that vote today?
Not particularly. I don't think we had enough information before the vote.
What information have you gotten since that you wish you had had before?
We've had the negative side of what it could possibly be, but I don't think there was enough focus put on that before the vote. And I think the way the country's gone, I think we wanted to be independent and self-sufficient. I think most people are tired of being dictated to by Europe.
Are you?
In some things, yes. I think we ought to make some of our own decisions.
Do you think there'll be a second referendum?
No. I don't.
Would you feel like it was good or bad if that happened, though?
I think the people have voted, and I think we should stand by that vote. But I'm not saying that I would vote the same way if there was another vote.
Some voices around the UK about Brexit. You can find all of our coverage at hereandnow.org.